Good afternoon. It's nice to see such a large crowd today. I'm Leah Doozy. I'm with ARS. I'm with the National Soil Dynamics Lab in Auburn. My primary research looks at conservation systems and how to make those conservation systems profitable for producers. And so I guess you're wondering why she's up here talking about production expenses. Well, when we're looking at conservation systems, one of the first things I have to think about is how much is that going to cost us, cost a producer to adopt that system. And if I don't know how much their expenses are up front, then I'm going to have a hard time convincing people to do conservation. And how that plays into crop diversity, I'll get to in just a little minute. This didn't work out exactly the way I was hoping for when I first started it, so I kind of had to make some adjustments. But my objectives are to use, I have U.S. Census data. I have it looking at it between operations that are classified as cotton operations and then also operations that just harvest cotton. So we have the data for cotton operations and then operations that harvest cotton, and they're two different things. And I also wanted to look at Census of Agriculture data and ERS production data, which I think Dr. Robertson talked about, looking at over time how these production expenses have changed, and then to calculate what I first called a crop diversity value, but I'm having to change to kind of an operation diversity value because I didn't have the data that I needed by county level, and how that changed from 2002 to 2012. So this is just a little look. This is similar to what I presented last year. I just have updated a few of the numbers, but this is just looking at cropland acres. It's not surprising. We've already talked about this, so I'll go through it pretty quickly. Cropland acres, so this is total cropland acres, have decreased from 97 to 2012 based on the census data. Average size increased minimally by 4%, 4.7%. But how does that apply to cotton operations or people who their primary activity is cotton production? Well, cotton operations have decreased by 53% from 97 to 2012, and the acres have decreased as well, which we've seen throughout this morning that we've talked about. But you notice the average size of a cotton operation increased by 13% from 97 to 2012. What about just operations that harvest cotton? So this would be any operation that harvests cotton in the United States. That the numbers decreased by 42% from 97 to 2012, and the acres also decreased, but at a lower percentage than the just cotton operations. But if you notice, the size of the average size of a farm that harvests cotton increased by 37% from 97 to 2012, and you'll see how this plays in a little bit. So what just about cotton acreage? I won't spend a lot of time on this, but cotton acreage has decreased, but the production has increased. So from 97 to 2012 on cotton operations, production increased to 1.6 bales per acre on average across the whole United States, or all the cotton producing part of the United States. The same thing for operations with harvested cotton, the production also increased there while acreage decreased. This is just a quick, similar to what we've already seen, planted cotton acreages have decreased in the United States from 97 to 2015. This is just based off NAS data. I usually tend to give my source at the bottom. Most of it comes from NAS or ERS. So this is something everybody's probably seen. If you look at the ag prices that NAS puts out every month, this is just the most recent. It was published in December. The end of December, this is just looking at the crop farm received and paid indexes, and you notice that the paid indexes is in the red dashed bar, and it's pretty much been almost steady since 2013, and then the profits received has been decreasing, the index has been, since about 2013, and this is monthly data that NAS puts out every month, and they publish, and this is their graph. So this is production expenditures. This is also a NAS graph that they put out, and this is for the whole United States, regardless of farm. So farm production expenses have been increasing since 2005, and the red line is the dollars per farm. And so I tried to, in some of my other graphs, I've mimicked this graph so you can kind of have a concept. So here in 2014, total farm production expenditures, and this is based on their survey data, is close to $200,000 a farm in 2014. And that's regardless of livestock. That's just all farms in the United States. And so then they break it out by crop and livestock total expenditures, and I found this one interesting that in 2006 they pretty much ran about the same. And in 2007, livestock farms kind of leveled out, but then they've really been increasing, and now in 2014 the production expenditures in millions of dollars are almost equal between crop and livestock farms. But once again, you notice based on the index when earlier, production expenditures have not been increasing since 2012. It's been kind of steady on average. So I use there are three main data sources, really, if you want to look at kind of public information on total expenditures for production or production costs. That's the Ag Census, and that's both at the national and the state level. ERS has their cost of production estimates, and that's at the national and the regional level. And then crop enterprise budgets from your states, which I'm not really talking about because then I would be up here for about 45 minutes. So I'm just really going to focus on Census of Agriculture and ERS cost of production estimates. So the U.S. Census of Agriculture has total farm production expenses that include chemicals, contract labor, all your normal things that you're going to find in your state crop budgets. But it also, because this is operational, so it's the whole all farm production expenses, it also includes non-crop expenses like breeding livestock, feed purchased, other livestock. So that's why when I talk about total farm production expenses, it's talking about all farm production expenses. So this graph is going to be total farm production expenses, the total and the average per farm. So here on our left-hand side is in millions of dollars, and then on the right-hand side is U.S. dollars per farm. And this goes just the four census years that we have, 97 through 2012, where it's broken down by type of primary operation, so your cotton operations and then cotton harvested. So you can see for all the census data that it's pretty for cotton operations, so their primary is cotton, it's pretty much kind of stayed the same total expenditures. But remember, acreage has been going down and operations have been going down. It's not the same for operations where they've had harvested cotton. It's been increasing since 2000, and it's increased from 2000 to 2007. And then this would be the average per farm. So this is a cotton operation. You can see it's really increased from 2002 to 2012 in dollars per farm. In 2012, it was about $450,000 in 2012. And then you can see that operations with harvested cotton has increased at a faster rate and is higher, closer to $800,000. But this is across the whole United States. So I wanted to see what it would be for state differences because Alabama is very different from California. So I can't just look at national numbers. So when you look at the national, when you look at it across all the different states that grow cotton except for Kansas and Florida because they were missing a lot of data in the census, I excluded them. Cotton operations, you'll see California, as I would expect, had the highest production. This is per farm. So you see they had over 800, it's not in million, yeah, I guess it is in millions U.S. dollars. So this is per farm by state in 1997. So I did 97 and then 2012. And if you compare that to operations with harvested cotton, almost across the board, operations with harvested cotton had higher operating expenditures per farm. And that's primarily due to the crop mix. So when you look at the crop mix on those operations are different than crop mixes on operations that are only, their primary crop is cotton, as you would expect. And so that's what's driving the increase in cost per farm on that, because they're more likely to have, those farms have a higher percentage of livestock than just cotton producing farms. So this would be 2012. The bottom axis is different. You notice that it's $1.4 billion there. I mean, $1.4 million, sorry. And then this, I think my axis is wrong. And then this one is $4 million. So California really had an increase in total expenditures up to 2012 per farm. You notice the lowest producing, New Mexico has total operating expenditures per farm for cotton operations. Yeah, is the lowest, and then Alabama here is also a low-cost producer. Georgia, a lot of the, not sure what New Mexico is going on, but Alabama doesn't have a lot of irrigation. So you're looking at states that don't have as much irrigation in some of those lower levels. So what about major input expenditures by total and percent of total? This is a NAS graph. So this would be across the whole United States. Most of the money is spent on chemicals, fertilizers, and seeds. I don't think that surprises anybody in the room that that's where people are probably spending most of their money. Well, how does that translate to cotton farms? So these are the major input expenditures by total and percent of total for cotton operations. This is for 1997. You notice, so that would be the 12.31% for hired farm labor is 12.31% of total farm expenditures. So 12% of total expenditure of expenditures went to hired farm labor when you use census data. And you notice agriculture chemicals in 1997 was the highest percentage at 17.69. I only included these five, and I combined petroleum products and utilities together because the other ones were such small percentages. So how does that compare to 2012? So in 2012, we saw a pretty big change. All of a sudden, seed, bulb, plants, and trees, which primarily are seeds, increased from 5.35% of total expenditures to 16.5% based on census data. And then you'll notice ag chemicals decreased from 17% to 13%. Commercial fertilizer increased a little, but not by much. Petroleum products increased, and hired labor dropped off as a percent of total. So this would be for operations that harvest cotton, so not this, it might not be their primary crop. It's very similar. If you notice, once again, it's the same trend, except for hired farm labor is actually higher, which may be related to the livestock portion of these operations. And once again, seed is at 5.24%, and a very similar trend going to 2012 for these operations. Seeds, bulbs, plants, and trees increased at 15%. So 15% of their total expenditures went to buying seeds, bulbs, plants, and trees. So there was a blog post on a blog I read about it back in the summer looking at corn and seed expenses. And I was like, well, I would like to know what that is for cotton expenses. So this is the trend that they give for soybeans and seed and corn and seed expenses based on ERS data, off the production data. And so I just applied their methodology to cotton to see if it was the same trend, and it is. They went all the way back to 1975, but I started in 1997. So the dashed line is the real cotton seed expense for producers, and this is in dollars per acre, and that's in percent of cost. So I did as a percent of variable cost, excluding your yield varying cost, so it doesn't include ginning. It's just as a percent of variable cost, excluding ginning. And you notice in 2014, it was 24%. Of total variable cost was related to your seed expense. And then this would be total cost, so that would be all costs included in the ERS cost of production, was between 12 and 14%. And if we go back to the one on corn and soybeans is between 14 and 12%, and it's the blue line, was between 16 and 14%. So it's very corn and soybeans, and that's what I was looking for. So these are the not pretty resource regions, which I'm going to have to change this as I move, because this is kind of my starting point. I'm going to have to change and go to your method, because this method is painful. So I'm really concerned with the Cotton Belt includes a portion of the heartland, the fruitful round, the prairie gateway, the portal, southern seaboard, and the eastern uplands, which there isn't a lot of data for that. But so the real seed expense for the U.S. by year is, this is $80 an acre here in 2004. If we go down here, it's over $100 an acre in 2014. And remember, these are averages that ERS puts together. These aren't, and I know that it may not always apply. I know that it is a little bit higher than what we see in some of our crop budgets. I did compare them to crop budgets across the states, and it's a little bit higher than what we see in our crop budgets. This would be for the Prairie Gateway, which that's down here in the center section of Texas, in Oklahoma. And so the Prairie Gateway is a little bit lower than the U.S. Budget. You'll see the Fruitful Rim kind of gains a little bit, the Southern Seaboard a little bit higher. So you're looking at 2014, a little less than $120 an acre for seed prices. And then going on up to the Mississippi Portal is the most expensive, with over $140 in seed costs based on ERS's estimates and their cost of production. And then the Heartland is actually the highest, which was kind of surprising to me, but because it's that, so if anybody can explain that, we can talk about it afterwards. So these are based on regional. So you can see seed prices, especially when you look at the Heartland, which would be the state of Louisville, Missouri, it's really increased. So from $100, and then real, this is real seed expenses in 2014 dollars. So from $100 to over $150 an acre in seed expenses. So one of the things that interests me was looking at operational diversity. So looking at how, so if we have these cotton operations and we know that it's changed over time, how has that diversity changed within the United States? So where has it shifted to? So if we're no longer cotton operations, what is it shifting to, and how does that impact cotton production? And so I took the different NAICSs and grouped them and into those categories, so I included livestock. And I followed, there was a paper recently published called Crop Species Diversity Changes in the United States, 1978 to 2012, and they used a Shannon Diversity Index to estimate crop species diversity, and then they converted it to what they called an effective number of crop species. So I kind of looked at it from an effective number of NAICS operations. And so I took that same concept, because it has to be by county, and applied it to operational diversity to see if that had changed in a similar manner. They concluded that crop diversity was lower in 2012 than in 1978, and they used census data. However, regions had different trends, as you would expect. The Heartland had the lowest crop diversity, and Fruitful Rim and Northern Crescent had the highest crop diversity. So I applied that same methodology. So the higher the effective number of operations is, the less amount of diversity, the more diversity you have, that'd be the more different kinds of operations you would have. So I applied it to looking between 2002 and 2012, and I just have it in a graphical. You're talking about the whole United States. This is probably the easiest. So a value of 1 to 2 is low diversity. So that means you have basically one type of operation, like for example, in Kansas. I would kind of expect that, and then you have a lot of diversity So yellow in California, where you may have more vegetable producers, and then the highest diversity is actually over here in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, along in that southern seaboard area has some of the highest crop diversity. So this was 2002, so how did it change? And this is just visual, because this is something I'm really just kind of starting. You can see it change. So I'll just do it a couple of times, and you can look at it. So we add a lot of, there's an increase, so purple is kind of 5 to 6, and blue is 3 to 4, so there's a movement from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 in this area, which is not our cotton-producing areas of these two states. It's mostly down here. But you did see an increase in the number of different operations, so that might be more people going to livestock or vegetable farming. So there has been a change, but how much of that? That's my next step. And how does that impact cotton production? And how has that impacted cotton production as people move away? As people maybe have changed from their primary crop being cotton to something else. So my overall conclusions is, while the number of cotton operations along with acres of cotton have decreased over time, production expenses have increased, and that's something that has been very clear. Based on U.S. Census of Agriculture data, expenses related to hired labor, chemicals, petroleum and utilities, commercial fertilizer, and seed was 56% of total expenditures in 97, and that increased to 66% of total expenditures in 2012. So those are the ones that are really driving the expenses for producers. And when I'm looking at a conservation system, I want to make sure that I'm either subtracting from those or adding to those in order to get producers to adopt one of our systems. Seed expenses for cotton have followed a similar trend as corn and soybeans, and then the effective number of NAICS operations has changed at the county level. However, I need to do some more analysis to determine if the change is significant and if and how changes in operation and crop diversity have impacted cotton production. And with that, it's a selfless plug. If you want more information about conservation systems and the research that we're doing at the lab, we do have a newsletter that we produce twice a year. So that's our website. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Whatever it's worth on your diversity graph.
Mm-hmm.
Livestock operations have been moving from the east to the west over the last several decades.
And I think that shows up, especially in you can kind of see it in like some areas here. And that's what I'm hoping to find is what's been changing, and that's sort of where I'm moving with this. This is kind of the first step, is sort of figuring out what data I have and then how to use it.